Tomorrow, California jumps on the Mega Millions bandwagon. We're talking about the huge multi-state lottery that offers equally huge jackpots. With California in the mix, those Mega Million jackpots may be bigger than ever. But critics say the Golden State shouldn't be blinded by all that money. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, they say the lottery merger may not be legal.
Something big is coming to California, if you believe the radio and TV ads.
Hey, what is that?
I don't know. It's huge.
It's humongous.
TV commercials show a gigantic lottery ticket descending over a neighborhood like something from outer space.
Oh, man, it's massive.
Hey, where'd it come from?
Who cares, dude? Let's go check it out.
All right.
It's all part of the buildup for tomorrow when the Golden State officially joins the Mega Millions lottery. California has a lot at stake. Ticket sales leveled off a long time ago in the state's existing lotto games. Chon Gutierrez, acting director of the California Lottery, blames the flat sales on what he calls jackpot fatigue.
And that is the notion that a jackpot of $40 million is not interesting anymore. It's going to take a $60 million jackpot or an $80 million jackpot.
That's why the State Lottery Commission voted to join the Mega Millions game, where there's a better chance of seeing $100 million jackpots. There's just one problem. California's Legislative Council concluded that the commission doesn't have the authority to operate a lottery with an out-of-state connection. State Senator Dean Flores, who requested the opinion, says instead of rolling the dice, California should put Mega Millions on hold.
And let's just face it, the bottom line of this is California's voted for the lottery to help our schools not to get rich. And I think the Legislative Council opinion raises very legitimate objections. For me, it raises a whole host of doubts on whether or not this money will get to our schools. And I'm not sure people want to send our money out of state to other schools and to other winners.
Flores says the state should wait for the legislature to rewrite the existing law. Otherwise, he says, the Lottery Commission is opening itself to potential lawsuits from Native American casinos, for example, that see the games as competition. But Lottery Director Chon Gutierrez says he's not worried.
The California Lottery has done everything right. We have followed the process every step of the way. We've worked with the Attorney General's office, and we're comfortable with his opinion.
Among the public, the Mega Millions Blitz has already connected with lots of potential players. Rocky's Market in Oakland is a small neighborhood store where customers can grab that last-minute steak, produce, or lottery ticket. Joyce Palmquist calls herself a careful shopper.
No, I just move very slowly and make decisions very slowly.
But Palmquist says she's not deterred by the long-shot chances of winning a Mega Millions jackpot, where the odds may be 175 million to one.
Have you heard about the odds on it? Do they scare you?
No, they don't scare me. That's fantastic.
Will Courtney, a dad with a toddler on his back and a puppy in his arms, says he rarely buys lottery tickets.
I always wonder about whether that money actually goes to the schools.
But might he be tempted by a huge Mega Millions jackpot?
100 million. I guess people to play would say someone's got to win.
That's exactly the sentiment California lottery officials are betting on as they unveil Mega Millions on Wednesday. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.